Hey, everybody, welcome back to the CEO Mindset Podcast. This is a platform where you can constantly evolve and be open to those failures that happen. And today, guys, I have got some hard truths that I'm going to share with you. I have been in a state, let me just tell you. I really want to talk to you, fierce and fabulous female entrepreneurs who are in a season of change, of growth, of scaling. And you need a little confidence. I'm here to help you discover that confidence for yourself. So, welcome back to the CEO Mindset Podcast. I'm Andrea Patrick, your host, and I'm so happy that you are joining me today. Subscribe if a CEO mindset is something you want to obtain and you want to find the intersection where your work and life coexist. The sky is the limit when you're clear about your value, consistent in the way you share said value, and you're upfront and honest about who you are while sharing it. There are so many examples to follow and learn from. Let's get into today's, shall we? I have been really trying to determine the direction that I want to go with my business. There are some things that I've been working on for quite some time, and I just have to say, and I'm sure you have probably felt the same way in your business or in anything that you are very passionate about, that sometimes it just seems like it's moving slower than you want it to move. It's not gaining any traction in some areas that you really, really are passionate about. And so I found myself in this place and I thought, why not talk about it with you? Because you probably have gone through the same thing. And I'm wondering if these hard truths that I'm going to share with you today are anything that you've dealt with. So if you have dealt with these things, please leave a comment. Definitely always leave a review, but leave a comment because I want to hear from you and I want to hear about how you overcame some of these hard truths. And if, you know, maybe there'll be a lesson in that for me as well. This is a community. We are a boss squad and we are, you know, helping one another out. So if you have comments, leave them down below. So there are, let me see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 hard truths that I've learned myself or I've witnessed someone else learning and I learned by proxy. So I just wanted to run through them really quickly today on the podcast because next week I want to share with you another concept that I think is important. Once we've learned these hard truths, it's about the pivot. And so I want to talk about that next week. So let's dive in. So the first hard truth that I think I learned this lesson years ago, but some of my friends that I know that have businesses have not learned this lesson yet. And so I'm wondering if you have. So it is social media and SEO mean absolutely nothing if you don't know your audience and if you don't know what they need or how you relate to both them and their need. I was on a call, not on a call, I'm sorry. I went actually was in person, a client, a potential client. And I was sitting there with her and I had spoken to her before and she decided not to use me. She owns a franchise and there were some marketing overlap that was happening there. And she was concerned about that overlap, but also because it was a franchise, the corporate office did a lot of things and did not want to loosen the reins on a lot of things. And so there were some things that I could have done, but because of that, it just didn't make sense and the corporate wouldn't allow. So anyway, I was talking to her and subsequently after our not being able to work together, she ended up working with someone on a portion of what she could do on her own, which was like some Facebook ads. And well, I don't even know if they were Facebook ads, but they were ads of some sort. And she was complaining because she was like, I spent all this money on ads. And yes, we reached, you know, the impressions were 50,000 impressions and we got that. But I wasn't seeing the feet walking in the door. So I said to her, this was the conversation that we had when you and I were talking and I informed you, I said, there were going to be a lot of marketers that will sit you down and tell you what you want to hear and say, hey, yeah, we can get you all these impressions. We can get you to show up, rank on Google. We can do all of these things. And That is something that can be done, right? But at what expense? Are you reaching the audience that you really want to reach? Or are you just getting your name in front of people that fit a model that you kind of said, oh, I want, this age group, this, female, I want them to be in this tax bracket. But that's not telling you whether or not they want your product. They are relatable. You can relate to their need. So social media and SEO will mean nothing. You may get in front of people, but are you getting in front of the right people? Are you relating to them in a way that is going to make them convert into the sale that you want them to convert into? So this was a really hard truth. And even though I learned this lesson early on, it does have something to do with some changes that I'm going to make. I thought at one point in time that there were certain platforms that I wanted to be on because I enjoyed those platforms. But as time has gone on, it's obvious that I'm not really converting really on some of the platforms. I'm not getting the results that I'm wanting based on the effort that I'm putting in. But when I made some adjustments to another platform, I saw like tremendous growth and it was just crazy. And so you can sit and continue to try and, get blood from a turnip on a platform or on a social, one of the platforms or using certain hashtags or, trying to rank on Google even. But if you're not seeing the desired result, then that is an effort that is being wasted. And I'm sorry to tell you, but that is the truth. That is a hard truth. Like, you don't have to be on every platform. And even if you do have a presence on every platform, it's okay to have a preference and to pour your energy into one platform at a time until you've mastered that platform. And using the what I call hero content that you put on that platform, and you can break that up and distribute it in some of the other platforms that aren't as important to you. That way you have a presence on there, but you're not focusing so much of your energy on whether or not all of the platforms are performing well. So social media and SEO, they are important to your business. That's not what I'm saying. I'm not saying that they're not important. I'm saying that the hard truth is they are not going to work for you the way you want them to if you don't understand your audience, you don't understand how you relate to your audience, and you don't understand what your audience needs. Because then, if you don't understand those three things, then you cannot talk to them in a way that is going to influence them to make a decision in your favor. And if you find that you are trying to thin your message out or water your message down so that you can be on a gazillion different platforms, you're doing yourself a disservice. So listen to me, learn from my experience. Don't try to fill this out on your own. Like, learn from my experience. Pick a lane, pick a platform that you want to be your main platform. Create, put all your energy into the creating content for that platform, and then use that content and break it up into smaller pieces to create carousels on Instagram, to create shorts on YouTube, to create short form video on TikTok, to create carousels on LinkedIn, whatever it is. But choose the lane, like choose that platform that is so easy for you to create content for, and then spend the remaining energy breaking it down. Okay. Now, the next hard truth that I want to tell you about is you can't lead and influence other people if you can't do the same for yourself. That is a hard truth. If you find that you are not productive, if you find that you cannot hold your attention to the things that you need to hold your attention to, if you find that you are setting goals at the beginning of the year, but you have yet to develop a plan to achieve those goals or put forth the effort and the actions that are going to work the plan to help you achieve the goal, how are you going to do that for other people? If you don't have systems and processes in place that keep you organized, if you don't have a set of values that you live by and a framework through which you live, how can you then influence other people? How can you lead other people? Because then it's like wrangling cats. If you can't make up your mind, if you can't come to decisions, if you can't, hold your own attention, how are you going to provide the content, the information, the leadership that you need in order to lead people, to bring people on board. I cannot tell you how many clients I've had that in doing their marketing, they have absolutely no idea who their audience is, and they just want me to, they want to pay me to figure it all out, and just they want to throw just all of it in my plate, on my plate. But then when I'm coming to them with, okay, so let's talk about this. Like, what do you want this to feel like? How do you want this to go? Who is your audience? Like, what are they doing? Where? And I'm asking some of these questions. They don't know. They don't know how they relate to their audience. They're like, oh, I want my colors to be this. I want my fonts to be that. That's what their mind is on, when in reality, that doesn't really matter in the grand scheme of things. What really matters is that you understand yourself, you understand the value that you're bringing to the table, to the degree that it's not about selling what you have. It's about, listen, I'm serving you. I want you to have the benefit of my knowledge. I know that without what I have to give you, you're not going to be your best. You're not going to get to the finish line, because what I have to give to you is a piece of the puzzle that is so important to your success. That's where you have to be with yourself in order to lead other people and influence other people, because you have to know beyond a shadow of a doubt that you are bringing value to the table. You have to have that value organized in a way that when you have to talk about your subject matter, you can at the drop of a hat. It's so easily infused into conversations. You have yourself organized in such a way that you can draw from your cup anytime. That's knowing your value. And if you can't understand yourself, if you don't know yourself, what are your triggers? Where do you need assistance? Where are your strengths? What are those things that you just will not tolerate? You have to set boundaries. If you can't do these things, it's going to be very difficult for you to lead other people, because you haven't led yourself and you're not able to influence yourself to not do the thing, or to have the discipline to do certain things. That's important. So I'm sorry, it's a hard truth. If you can't lead and influence yourself, I don't know how you'll be able to do it for anyone else. The third hard truth is action and efforts are not good enough. I'm listening to a book. Oh my gosh, what is his name? Let me see here. Let me get it so I can tell you, because Grant Cardone, Cardone, Grant, is it Grant Cardone? Let me look before I tell you a lie. Yes, Grant Cardone. That is it. It's called The 10X Rule. And I've been listening to this book, and as enthusiastic as he is and high energy as he is saying some very powerful things. And the point of the matter is to 10X your efforts to get where you want to go, you are going to have to put feet to the pavement. You are going to have to act. Okay. You're going to have to act, but it's not good enough to just act. It's not good enough to just put forth a little bit of effort. You have to overstep it. You got to do the thing. You got to stay motivated, because it's easy to say, well, I tried and it just didn't work. I mean, I went to the networking event and I didn't get any cards, or I didn't see anybody that I really felt was gonna, have any synergy with what I was trying to do. Who cares? Have the conversations, because even though they may not have synergy, they may know someone who has synergy. Then let's say that you went that route and you did talk to people and you did find out that there were people who had synergy. But if you just sit on that information and you don't act on it, it was pointless. So actions and efforts are not enough. It requires you to stay motivated and to really dig deep. And like Grant Cardone says, you got to 10X the effort. It's just important. And he's got like 32 rules that he's gone through that highly successful people follow. It's a really good book so far. I suggest that you read it. I will link it down below. But honestly, this one is a big one, because this is the lesson that I learned just this year. And it was just from reading this book. It was like, I'm doing things. Like, I get up every morning, I have a routine, I'm putting out content, I'm doing the things, but am I being like, am I overstepping it to the point that I am stretching myself in some of the things that I'm doing. And I wasn't, because I was on so many platforms, and I've now decided that I'm going to stay on them, but I'm going to concentrate my effort on the one that I've seen this tremendous growth on, because I started 10Xing my efforts. So you have to, if it's something that you want, it's not enough. If you want it bad enough, it's not enough to just put forth a little effort, dibble dabble. Like if they tell you need to go to networking events, okay, so you're going to go to that one a week. If you say you want to be on the top 10 of the podcast platform in your genre on Apple Podcast, but you're only doing one podcast a month, and that podcast is not really researched, it's not well thought out, it's just you're doing it because you said you're going to put one out a month, and you're not putting forth the amount of real blood, sweat, and tears to ensure that that is like an amazing podcast. I'm guilty of the same thing, guys. This is Reading this book has really made me see how, as much as I think I am doing, and God knows my friends and anybody who's listened to this podcast and knows me, they will tell you that I am so productive. I get so much done. I am doing so many things. But even with that said, it's like I am doing so many things, but I can streamline what I'm doing, put forth that 10X effort into one thing, and then make that the best thing, and then distribute, break it up and distribute it in pieces. That's what it means. It's not a matter of just, oh, I'm going to do one podcast a month. No, I'm going to do one podcast a week. I'm going to do two podcasts a day, and I'm going to like really go in and do all of my research, and I'm going to have all of my stuff down, and I'm going to do that, and then I'll break it up for parts. That's when you have to 10X things. If you've not read that book, it's a really good book. So that's a hard truth. Actions and efforts aren't enough. You've got to stay motivated, and you've got to 10X the efforts and be very intentional about the efforts and the actions, so that it's not just busy work, but it's intentional work and it's yielding results. And you can then break those results up to feed the other little monsters that you want to feed. But you've gotten the bulk of it done. All right, let me move on, because I could be on that one for a minute. The fourth hard truth that I want to talk to you about is, if you're not afraid or uncomfortable, you're not growing. You're not going to grow, because progress is often painful and scary. I'm not going to say it's always painful, but it's often very scary, because you're doing something different. You're doing something that you've never done before. You're stretching yourself to the point that you feel like you're an imposter. You feel like, it could not work out, right? If you're not stretching yourself, if you're not afraid or uncomfortable of the growth or the scaling of whatever it is you're trying to do, like the growth process, then you're not doing it right. Because progress, because growth is scary. You're moving into territories that you've never moved in before. At the top of this year, I was a subcontractor on a government contract. Guys, I had never done that before. I'm playing on a whole new level. But I did it afraid. I did it afraid. And it was successful. I now am a certified women business enterprise. I can self-certify as a minority business. I am in the process of going to be certified next week for another certification. And the goal is to start bringing on these new clients that can help me fulfill and scale my business the way I want to. I'm doing it afraid. I'm doing it afraid. That's the truth. I'm stretching myself in areas that I've never been in. I'm on a whole new playing field, and I'm afraid, but I'm going to do it, because that is growth. That is how I am going to get to the next level. And now, this last truth that I think is important for us to understand, and it is that if you really don't like what I've said, if you don't like these other four truths, that's okay. Okay, that's okay. You don't have to like it. It's just like growth. It's gonna be painful. It's gonna be scary, but you have to do it. Sometimes you don't like the truth, but it doesn't change the fact that it's the truth. You know, it's how you say it. I feel like I've said it pleasantly. I feel like, I wasn't, aggressive or anything. So I feel like even though they may be things that you didn't want to hear, it's okay. I feel like it's okay. Even if it's something that you didn't want to hear, it's what you needed to hear. Because if I needed to hear it, I feel like you needed to hear it too. And it's no point in you going through all of the things that I've had to go through to get here in order for you to get these lessons for yourself. Just listen to me. Just trust that I'm telling you the truth and take these hard truths to heart. Okay, that's it. That's all I had to say today. I'm not going to keep you any longer. I hope you enjoyed this episode of the CEO Mindset Podcast. If you're listening to this on audio form, please don't forget to leave this podcast a review. I am a independent podcast. I do not have sponsors. If you want a sponsor, let me know. Leave a comment. And if you want to get information on that, also just leave a review because your reviews are very helpful. They help to sort of push me up on the charts. They get me a little bit more visible. And so if you could, that would be great. If you're listening, please go ahead and subscribe to the podcast as well. That's another way to help. The more people hear about it and enjoy it and share it, the farther this goes. So please go ahead and do that. If you are watching this on YouTube, hey, how are you? Please subscribe. Make sure that you hit that notification bell and leave me a comment. I want to hear from you about this subject. Are there any hard truths that you have learned lately and you feel like we should have the benefit of your experience? Let us know. If there are any hard truths that I've said today that you want to discuss further, please let me know. I would love to do that as well. All right, guys, thank you so much for being with me on the podcast today. Again, I'm Andrea Patrick, the BU Boss, and you've been listening to or watching the CEO Mindset Podcast, where here we are constantly evolving and being open to failing forward. I hope you continue to listen and join me for our episodes here. All right, guys, thanks so much. Have a good one. Bye. That does it for today's episode of the CEO Mindset Podcast. Remember, this is the place to be to find the intersection between your personal life and your business life so that they coexist. It's also where you learn how to consistently evolve and be open to the failures that happen, be open to the opportunities, be open to the opportunity for change. Make sure you are subscribed. Leave your comments below about today's episode. If you have any questions, comments, concerns, I want to hear all about them. And I want to hear how you are using what you hear to grow your business, live the life you love, and have that quality of life that we are all looking to achieve. All right, guys, don't forget to follow me over on Instagram, AF Patrick. Definitely subscribe to my YouTube channel, Andrea Patrick Official. All the links that you need to continue following and being a part of the BU Boss Squad community is listed in the show notes, along with any other links that I think might be amazing for this particular podcast. Remember, we are on all the podcast platforms, so if you have not already, find us and subscribe. See you again next week.